It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo.
Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here, 560 WQAM headlines. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose one with 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We got the Open Championship day one going on from Northern Ireland. You want to explain what just happened with old Popeye Arms?
So, Bryson was on the side of a hill trying to hit a ball like a billy goat, and then he swung and missed. Then he swung and it went dead left, and then he hit it on the green. He had to get up and down for double, and he did that.
He did do that.
Your boy McNeely just hit a birdie.
Yeah.
Two under.
Isn't that dumb? We don't have McNeely.
We don't have McNeely.
We have Russell Henley.
We have Russell Henley.
Yeah, Henley. My bad.
Yeah.
Let's see. And then who else we got?
We have Russell Henley. We have Rory.
Reed.
We have Patrick Reed.
Shoffley.
We have Shoffley.
Shoffley's, what is he now? One under? Even?
And yeah. Straka.
Seb Straka. Seb Straka, you got it. Like, the PGA and the Open Championship, you got to have a rando in there. Because there's been guys that just randomly won this tournament because sometimes it's just the luck of the draw. Where the, you know, sometimes you get, here's anger management.
Wyndham?
Yeah.
Everybody calm down, calm down.
he is.
The NFL, we're getting closer to training camp.
Yeah, we are.
Camps going on right now. Von Miller, he is signed with the Commanders.
Assassin.
Yep.
Mercenary.
Hired gun.
So he
is. He's going to play like 25 plays a game. They're going to give him like $3 or $4 million?
Is that how much is he making?
Let me see.
Because there was 1 year he made $6 million a tackle. He had five tackles.
The ESPN doesn't have his contract details. They just say.
Yeah, he didn't sign for much.
It was 1 year.
It's not a. He just a 1 year.
1 year deal.
I never did that. I never had a 1 year deal.
They loved you, Leroy. They
wanted you. No, it wasn't that.
Najee Harris, update on him. If you guys don't remember, he suffered an eye injury and a fireworks mishap on July 4th.
Oh, he almost had a JPP?
Almost. But I thought the first reports were that he was going to be fine, but now they're saying that he is going to begin training camp on the non-football injury list, according to the Chargers GM.
Uh-oh. That was Rory?
Yeah, Rory's out and having a good start.
I mean, he's even par, but he just hit a.
Well, you said he stunk at this court the last.
Well, just the first hole.
No. But I thought you said that. I thought you said that he struggled here last time.
He struggled because he made an 8 on the first hole of the tournament.
Today?
No,
the last tournament.
The last time he played there. So he never made the cut.
Let's see. Chargers general manager Joe Horitz said on Wednesday, "Nothing is set in stone. If Najee Harris is placed on the NFI list, he can return to practice when cleared by the team. He remains on the list after the roster cutdown. He will have to miss at least the first four games of the regular season." Multiple people were injured, and a friend of Harris lost fingers during a 4th of July incident.
JPP?
Can I just tell you? Let me explain something to you. I tried to make this very clear when I went and bought my fireworks. Right? I have a rule. No handhelds, no bottle rockets, no Roman candles. Because every time you buy something like that, people want to try stuff. I saw a video of guys dressed in mascot uniforms shooting Roman candles at each other, and one got shot in the mouth.
It went into his mouth.
Like, I'm like, why can we not just enjoy good things? Why you got to try stuff? That's what, so, like, I have a rule. So we're not doing that. Fonz bought some bottle rockets, right? And he lit one, and the thing started whistling in his hand before he decided to let it go, and then it just fell on the ground because he was holding it while it was supposed to be going in the air. I say that's why we don't do stuff like that.
They're calling it a surface level injury, obviously around the eye, the GM says, so I'm sure there's bruising and all that. We haven't seen him, so we'll get more clarity once he gets in here and our doctors see him.
Oh, so which means it's probably a lot worse.
Oh, because they put
him on the PUP list sight unseen.
Yeesh.
So how bad is it?
I don't think anybody knows.
Right. So when they evaluate him, I don't know if they already evaluated him. They've already determined what the injury is. Man, why we can't have nice things? Why? You know what? I got a pool. I'm not just going to play in the pool. I'm going to try to get on the roof and jump into the pool. Somebody always got to do something stupid.
Somebody lost a hand at this party, too. What the
hell
was going on at this
party? What kind of fireworks did they have?
They say, JPP, how do you explain it? You blow fingers, frame by frame it. That's what you just did.
You know what? They say, hey, you know those rednecks read last words? Hey, Bubba, watch this. Like, why we can't? Why?
It's easy,
you know
what that is? There's alcohol involved. People are drunk and they don't think with clarity. They don't even think with clarity.
Thanks,
in the first
Dave South.
Place.
You broke a mirror, cut fruit with a ruler.
That's fair. Yeah, that's
close
fair.
Set.
It was a close set. And it was a side view mirror, to be fair.
Yeah.
You know what that is, though? That's Najee Harris. Too much time in Alabama, you know?
Let me tell you something. Being from Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi, where you go to get the good stuff. And where I lived, the Ninth Ward is only like 50 minutes from the border. So you go right into Mississippi, you don't even look. It says, welcome to Mississippi. And the next sign you see is fireworks. You ain't even got to go all the way in Mississippi. You ain't got to go all the way to Alabama.
I mean, there's not really much to do in those areas, bro. So fireworks is going to keep the kids and everybody excited for at least a good 16 years.
Yeah, well, yeah. We
to one of them want to make it out of, I want to leave this small town. But yeah, it's going to keep them excited for 16 years. You know, little carnivals, little fairs, do little things like that.
Yep.
Yeah, those podunk states, man. I'm sorry. It is what it is.
Hey.
But you shouldn't be holding fireworks. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You should learn. Like, how does JPP's accident not just
immediately everybody?
Right. Like, tell everybody,
You're Najee Harris. Get your turtle, whoever that is. Whoever the guy is that's hanging around you, he holds the fireworks. You got to tote the lock, baby.
I just don't know, because here's the deal. He probably was the guy who bought all the fireworks. And so he's like, if I'm buying all the fireworks, I want to be the one, right? So the way I did it was, I had my little piece of wood on my front yard. We had all the chairs, people sitting over on the side on my driveway, which is a healthy distance away from the middle of my grass, right? Me and Fonz were the only ones to light the fireworks. I say, y'all are here to see the fireworks. Y'all not playing with the fireworks. Stay away. We gave the kids sparklers, right? And that was that. And you just go from there. We ain't trying to, like, no.
Dade Sass says, remember when people were mad the Dolphins didn't draft him? Yeah. I mean, like, look. I'm glad that Tua likes a holiday like Christmas. Just admire the lights.
I mean, don't understand what we're doing. What are we doing?
Oh,
Why? Point like, four. And here's the thing.
Witcher.
Here's the crazy thing about this.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what happened to JPP. And we all gave the cautionary tale of how fireworks are dangerous. And look at him.
Still happened.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill, he was ranked number three by execs and GMs for receivers in the league, top 10 receivers in the league. He was behind Justin Jefferson, who was number two, Ja'Marr Chase, number one.
I would say this. Sense. I would say this. They must have the utmost respect for that dude based on what he did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I will say, like, I can't, you know, like, look, this is the thing that's intoxicating about Tyreek Hill. And, you know, you just watch these workout videos of the offseason and you're just like, damn it. I just want to watch that guy play football again. And it's like, this is why he gets away with all the things that he does and all the behavior, because you just watch him do his thing and you're just like, he's the fastest thing I've ever seen on the planet.
Yes. Last night, for some reason, I got into this, like, wide receiver career things, mm-hmm. like marks and running backs. And I'm looking at his numbers. Dude. This guy gets three more 1,500-yard seasons. He's about to have 13,000, 14,000 yards as a receiver.
Yeah.
It was interesting that Randy Moss said the other day when he was down here, he was saying that Tyreek Hill is not an all-timer. He's nowhere all-time is what he said. He said he's top five now, but he's nowhere all-time.
Well,
here's what I
would say, that if you go through wide receiver and go through history, right, to be considered in that group, he would have to have three more seasons like Vlad's talking about. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of those guys, you could just chalk it up, right, till the end of their career, right? You could count on X, X, X. You could count on Chris Carter going to have you 90 to 110 catches, right? You could count on Randy going to have 15 to 20 explosive plays a year. And you could count on that like clockwork. You knew Jerry Rice was just going to be Jerry Rice. You know, there's a lot of receivers. You know T.O. was going to be T.O., right? If I say that about Tyreek, you ain't there yet. You ain't there where you can say, this is what I know Tyreek going to get me, right? You always have other questions you have to ask to see if he's going to get to that point. And I think that's where Randy's coming from, where when you look at, take the top 15 receivers in the history of football, as far as right now, right? And you look at their numbers and you think about the player and you can say, yeah, I knew every year this was what I was going to get. No drama, no this, no that. Just straight numbers.
Time out.
What?
Terrell Owens.
Off the field? Yeah, drama.
Drama on the field, too. Yeah. Sidelines.
Yeah, but guess what?
Oh, yeah, yelling at people.
But guess what?
Uh-huh.
But guess what?
Uh-huh.
You can still count on those numbers.
So you still can count on those Tyreek numbers?
Can you?
Yes!
What happened last year?
1 year?
I'm just.
And he might have been hurt. Like, he might have had a legit injury.
I think he was hurt.
So then, if you're hurt, your quarterback doesn't play. Like, I don't want to bail him out and everything. Shoot him any bail. But, I mean, we're doing that by what you're saying. There's a lot of players that's in the top 16. Because I was looking at those numbers, and there's a lot of players that, yeah, they were, you know, they had some drama. They were divas.
But put it this way.
That's what
you can say what you want about. You can say what you want about Terrell Owens, and I think he was in a lot of places just a cancer. I'm not going to mince words, right? We all saw the issues. I mean, from trashing your quarterback to your organization.
It's my quarterback.
Right. But I would say this.
You're playing a broken leg, though.
Right. Like, so when you say, and I'm going to say this, Vlad, I will forget last year and I would chalk it up to injury and I would chalk it up to that a boy, right? You gave us everything you had. I am big on that. I'm big on if a guy gives you what he has hurt, right, and he's banged up, if that is the reason why, then when you get healthy, you need to ball out. Will we agree with that? If his numbers are similar to what they were last year,
oh, yeah, then
we're going to have a different conversation.
Yeah, they also think we're,
but I'm going to say, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, and also, like, it's interesting because Randy Moss says, well, he's nowhere all time. And when you're Randy Moss and you're top five all time, like, you know when Deion says, like, there should be two different wings of the Hall of Fame?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So it's kind of like when you're talking about Randy Moss saying you're not anywhere all time, it's right. not saying that Tyreek Hill's not going to be a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He's
but
just saying he's not top.
Is he top 10? Is he going to be remembered as a top 10
okay.
all-time receiver?
He very well. Here what I would say. Here's what I would say. I would compare Tyreek to Randy in this aspect. Two of the most explosive wide receivers I've ever seen. Right? Can we? I'm talking about explosive as at any point in time, I'm out. Right? I can't think of other guys. I know other guys have had big plays. Right? But when I say explosive, like just all of a sudden they're running down the field scot-free. Right? I think that's what those two have in common. I would say to this point, the difference between the two is Randy has had a whole career and he's looking back and Tyreek is still in the middle of it.
For sure. And that's going to be the interesting thing with him because...
Because they said, let's be clear. They were saying the same stuff about Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, we are all looking at the final results of Randy Moss, Hall of Famer, all this stuff. But while it was going on, we wasn't talking about Randy like we were talking about, like, Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice, every year Jerry Rice played... You would say, the best. This guy's incredible, right? There was no time.
I mean, part of a dynasty, too. Like, Randy's right. whole thing is, like, obviously you guys were part of the greatest, one of the greatest offenses of all time. You guys didn't get over the hump because of a kicker. But, and then he was part of that incredible Patriots team.
Yeah,
like, so you're talking about, like, two of the great, he is the best weapon offense. On two of the greatest teams of all time.
Right.
And neither of them won.
Right.
Like, that's, right. you know, mm-hmm. and so this is, that's the thing with Randy. And Randy had this weird lull in Oakland that everybody kind of holds right. over as like, oh, he wasn't the same guy.
He wasn't.
Tyreek Hill, you know, this is going to be interesting because, yeah, I don't think he's cooked. But,
he's
just like, how do you go from 1,800 yards to 900? Like, it was such a drop-off right. because of what happened last year. I got to feel like the Dolphins are going to get back to, we got to get this ball, the guy the ball, no, you know, no bones about it. Like, and we talked about that with Mike McDaniel, like, the idea of, like, we know that there was a point that they focused on getting him the 2K mark. And I'm not suggesting that that necessarily has to be the case because it did feel like, hey, he ended up getting that injury against the Titans and he wasn't the same guy the last four games of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, like you telling me this, you would be surprised if Tyreek Hill throws up 1,500 this year? Like, no way.
I mean, yeah, I'm not saying he can't. But I'm saying, like, I am one of those people that, to Vlad's point, when we started this conversation, if he has two or three more 1,500-yard seasons, then we're having a different conversation.
Yeah. He's entering, what, his 10th season? And he has already 11,000.
He'll probably be
11,098 yards.
He'll probably be in the doorstep of, like, the top 25 all time this year on total receiving yards.
No, he'll be,
closer,
what's top
bro?
10? What's top 10?
Top 10 right now is, like, 12,000.
Top 10, you got to have 14,000.
Yeah, really? So two more years that he's talking about, that puts him right there.
If he has two 1,500-yard seasons.
That puts him right there.
He's at 14,000. He's over 14,000.
Yeah, there's some other guys, though, that he has to, like Mike Evans. I don't know if Mike Evans is going to slow down. So like,
God. Mike Evans, what, 11 straight years of 1,000 or
so
10
he's,
straight
he's
years?
Got some active guys that he's still, like that are in there, the mix, too.
I looked at the numbers, right? There's what Jerry did is crazy. Jerry has 22,000 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Almost 23.
Almost 23. So from the receivers that are out now, the only guy that has a chance would be Justin Jefferson.
Wow.
Because in 5 years, he has almost 7,500 yards, receiving yards.
Right.
So he's
averaging 1,500.
He's averaging 1,500. Remember last year, he missed six games, and he still got 1,000 yards.
Right.
So him and Ja'Marr Chase are the only two that have a chance. But to get into the Hall of Fame, if you get 15,000, you're pretty much in. Yes.
If you get 14,000,
I think.
But here's the problem with Tyreek, is it going to be one of those situations where we look at it kind of like we did T.O., where all of the other stuff, you're going to focus on that and not the, just the football? Right? Because he's had a lot of stuff now. He's had some things. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm looking at, they're doing actually tiers of wide receivers.
They put him,
right,
yeah, they put almost, almost, they put elite. Almost elite.
You're putting Puka Nacua over Tyreek Hill right now?
Because of, they just go by last season, bro.
I guess. All right.
Jalen Wright talked about Tyreek's.
Yeah, we'll get to that. He was asked about these comments on NFL Network. We got to take a break. Back after this.